Hey everybody, Mark Manson here, and this is another commentary and analysis on three things school taught you without you even realizing it. These commentaries are where I talk about the sources of inspiration and ideas and research and all that good stuff that goes into creating these articles. So if you dig the article, check out check out the research, but check out the audio first so you know where to look. In this article, let me just say, I imagine that it's not hard for you to guess that I was not a big fan of school. If you've read enough of the site, you've probably figured that out. And if you've read my book, you definitely know that as well. I didn't like school. I didn't do particularly well in school. And I was just generally a very independent, bullheaded, angry, and bitter kid. You know, I was the guy who slept through class in the back of the room and never did his homework and basically just skated by with very mediocre grades, but basically trying as little as I possibly could. And I mean, part of that, I think, is just my personality. I hate authority. I hate being told what to do. That's been true in every area of my life, you know, not just school. The funny thing with me though, is I love to learn. I genuinely, it's like my favorite hobby is like reading stuff and learning new things. I just like to learn what I want to learn. And so I spent many, many years feeling very frustrated and out of place in school. As a result, I think a certain amount of bitterness came through in this article that, maybe wasn't completely deserved. I got a little bit of a backlash from this article from people in education saying I was too hard on them or on the system. That's a fair point. I mean, looking back at these things, it's about a year and a half later. It's 2.5 years later. Sorry, this is 2016. I'm recording this. These three things, you learn that success comes from approval of others, you learn that failure is a source of shame, and you learn to depend on authority. You could make these same three criticisms for pretty much any hierarchical organization, which, because we're humans, most of our organizations are hierarchical. So, surprise, surprise. Basically, when it boils down to it, this is really just an argument for like homeschooling or, you know, independent learning, which there is a legitimate argument for that. But I guess the counter argument that I think makes a really, really good point is that, you know, these things are true of any organization. The other counter argument I would make to this article is that, you know, there's a lot of people out there who they like having authority, over them. They like, you know, they need somebody to tell them what to do. They need that structure in their lives. And that there's, it, I guess this is something I've just learned in the last year or two, but like that, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if we had an entire population of people who like demanded no authority over them, then we would have a pretty fucked up society. So, in a sense, like we need a certain amount of these things in society, I think. I guess where the frustration is that there's not enough flexibility within the current education system to kind of manage kids' different personalities, different interests, different aptitudes, things like that. I actually had a really interesting conversation with a couple teachers in person. A few weeks ago, actually, about this very topic, and basically kind of came to the conclusion of, you know, the problem isn't so much the system, although there are problems with the system, but it's not like the entire system just needs to be scrapped. It's the problem is the rigidity, is the fact that there's no flexibility, that, you know, there are kids with different needs or different problems or different interests, different aptitudes that, you know, if we just try to shove them down all down the same road, it's just not going to work well. You know, these teachers I was talking to, that, you know, they said, they're like, there are kids, there are high school teachers, and they said, there are kids in my class, like, they shouldn't go to college. But as a school, we're ranked and judged and given money based on our ability to get kids to go to college. But there are kids that, you know, they should go to trade school or technical school, or, you know, become mechanics or painters or something. Like, we need those people. And then actually one of them told me that, she said that right now in the U.S., again, this is 2016, there are two parts of the economy that are actually underemployed. Even though, like, across the entire economy, there's a high level of employment. Rather, there's just not enough jobs. There are two areas of the spectrum. There are actually not enough people. There are too many jobs. One is at the extreme high end. So, you know, like programmers and engineers and things like that, things that like require masters and PhDs, extremely high levels of technical education. And then the other area is at the extreme low end. You know, so like repairmen and plumbers and electricians and things like that. There's just not, people just aren't going for those jobs. And she says she thinks it's because the education system has become so obsessive about just like cramming as many kids in the college campuses as possible. And obviously, if you end up with a bunch of kids on college campuses that don't really need to be there, they're probably going to end up majoring in, you know, things like English or, you know, whatever, like the humanities, things that, degrees that don't have like a direct application in the job market. And so, yeah, you end up with a glut of quote unquote college educated kids who aren't actually qualified for the limited amount of jobs out there. So, that's the bigger issue, I guess, than what this post says. I think the intention with this post was to just point out that a lot of what we go through, well, it's exactly what the title says, is that there are kind of unforeseen consequences of the way the system is set up. And for me, the three things on this list, these three things were kind of big realizations for me as an adult. And especially when it came to like starting my own business and seeing other people struggle to start their own business, basically seeing friends and people close to me struggle to do things independently. These ideas really came to the forefront. You know, it's kind of a meme, but this idea that like most successful entrepreneurs were poor students. And I don't think that's a coincidence, because entrepreneurship requires a certain amount of like selfish individualism. You know, it requires an ability to not really care what other people's standards of success are. And, you know, I've watched a number of friends and acquaintances really, really struggle with that in their own lives. You know, they want to start a business. They want to, change career paths. They want to, you know, move overseas or something like that. And they kind of never muster up the courage to do it, just because, you know, they've never tried to do something super independent like that before. So is it as huge of a deal as I kind of make it out to be in the article? Probably not. There's definitely some bias inherent in this one, but I think this article relates to a number of, or it's connected to a number of interesting and pertinent social ideas, especially as it pertains to the current education system and what is best for society. If you're European and listening to this, you're probably a little bit confused. We're not confused, but let's just put it this way. I think in general, you guys have a much better system than us, especially continental Europe. I think you guys are able to manage the differences between individual students and kind of like shuttle them off onto different paths that are more flexible. I mean, obviously, that creates its own set of problems. You know, it's like, well, if a student screws up when he's 10 and gets put on a different path, you know, is that fair? You know, maybe not, but I would say, at least in my opinion, I think it creates better problems than the U.S. system, which is just that this kind of like fairy tale idea that everybody can be super successful and go to college and be brilliant and make tons of money. I think that's just delusional, in the particular way that Americans tend to be.